You're listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. This month's Science Cafe focuses on something that you might not think relates to human health and other issues. It's squid. So we'll talk about that with Bethany Rader. She's an assistant professor in the microbiology department at Southern Illinois University. Bethany's squid and squid. Human health, it doesn't seem to go together, but this is, as we've said, it's a model for what you're studying?
Correct. So we can learn a lot about the microbiome just by looking at what bacteria inhabit humans, and then when you take antibiotics, what happens to those microbes and those sorts of things. But we really can't do experiments on humans. So in order to ask more detailed questions about how our microbes interact with our bodies, we have to turn to model systems. And there's a lot of model systems out there that study what we would call host-microbe interactions, but we choose to use the squid. It has some advantages over other systems that are more related to humans, like mice, and some disadvantages, but it is our model of choice.
When you say microbe and associate it with health, I think of antimicrobial soaps and microbes, you know, in a commercial world appear to be bad, but there are good microbes, correct?
There are more good microbes in your body than there are bad microbes. And some people would say there are actually more bacterial cells in your body than you have human cells in your body. So we are probably more microbe than we are human. And for those good or those beneficial microbes, we need to figure out how to keep them, how to maintain these good relationships. And if we understand that, then that'll help us understand how we can better fight off the bad guys, the pathogens, the ones that you're using your antimicrobial soaps to try and fight off.
And you can learn more about that through the Science Center of Southern Illinois' Science Cafe. It's tonight at the Science Center. That's inside the University Mall. You can get more information on their website. So how do you get from humans and microbes that are good for them and then to a squid? You talked about there are some things that are good and things that are bad when you're talking about the comparisons.
Yeah. So should I go over things that are good first or things that are bad first?
Let's do the good news.
Okay. So what's great about the squid is they have an organ inside of their mantle, inside of their body, that is colonized by only one species of bacteria. So the squid, we call them the Hawaiian bobtail squid. They're adorable, cute little cuttlefish-like squid. And Vibrio fischeri is the bacteria that gets inside this, what we call a light organ, inside the animal. And inside this light organ, the bacteria produce light. They're bioluminescent bacteria. And the host, the squid host, will use that light to actually avoid their predators. So it's a type of camouflage that they use. So that's the beneficial part of the relationship. And what's really great about this interaction is you only have the one host, you have the squid, and then you only have one bacteria inside that organ. So we can ask some incredibly detailed questions about what are the molecular conversations between host and symbiont that allow for this really happy, good relationship to occur. And so we know a lot about, so that's like the big, this is the greatest thing about this system is we can ask these amazing detailed questions. A couple of the other great things about the system are that we know a lot about how the host acquires the bacteria from the environment. So the squid are a lot like us. We're born relatively sterile. And then as we're going through the birth canal, for squid, as they pop out of their eggs into the ocean, that's when they acquire all of their bacteria and other microbes that are gonna live inside them. So we know a lot about that process. And if you look at the light organ itself, even though it's not an intestine or not a human organ, it looks a lot like the types of organs in our bodies that are colonized by bacteria. So if you look at the organization of the cells in the intestine that are interacting with the bacteria in your intestine, the light organ has a very similar organization and looks very similar.
I was going to say this seems like it could relate to things like Crohn's disease or even type 2 diabetes, these sorts of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the benefit of having this binary association, if you take a look at the human intestine or other vertebrate models, let's say the mouse intestine, what you have not only is, you know, the human cells, but you have hundreds of different species of bacteria. So you have the human cells interacting with the microbial cells, and then you have microbial cells interacting with the microbial cells. So it's really hard to ask those detailed questions because you have all these sort of compounding levels of complexity, right? So our model is very simple and allows us to be very detailed in our questioning.
Does this lead in your mind then to treatments, perhaps even cures?
Absolutely. So we're sort of at the very basic level. And so what we can do is take the information that we learn from our association and then try to apply it to other more complex models or even to the human system. So my lab has a collaboration with Michael Hyland's lab, who's in psychology, when we're looking at using the knowledge that we've gained in the squid system to use bacteria to help treat patients after post-traumatic brain injury. And I also have, we're also using some of the information in my lab to look at diseases, intestinal diseases in premature infants that we think are at least caused in part by the wrong bacteria getting into those poor babies and causing disease.
Sure. And you can learn more, again, coming up at the Science Center of Southern Illinois' Science Cafe. It's tonight. Learn more at yoursciencecenter.org, and you can hear more about this at wsiunews.org. Bethany Rader is an assistant professor in microbiology at SIU Carbondale. Thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thank you.